So then we knocked him out in 1948. What happened to you?
It was right at the beginning of the year.
School year, because we had to
stay
at school.
No, that can't be right. It's been beginning of 49, because I was over a year old.
Yes, you were.
It must have been 49.
49 then, yes, well, that's right. You were 11 months old, I think.
No, you can't have been 11. You must have been.
No, you were. That's right. You're 11 months old in November before we shifted. No, make that right.
The October would be.
Yes, it would be. Elizabeth's birthday on the 1st of November.
So she'd be 11 months old in October before.
Yes.
So you'd be 14.
We just had our holiday. We came back and we had a, I think, a week.
That was into Monterey, Milton.
Then
he said that he'd never go to Milton, didn't they ask him?
Yes, and he felt that, goodness, we'd been in Katanga, there were only 17 miles of difference, and if we're going to shift, we're going to move, probably, a decent shift. But, they were very persistent, and I think he sort of shrugged it off to begin with and said, oh, we're not accepting that nomination. Now I want to try to get other nominations, but they kept going. They wanted Alan Carno to be named down on the list, and he was sort of accepting straight away.
It is a bit of a strange setup, being into moderation. That's your job to chair the meeting, to get another minister, and they say, well, chairman, we want you.
Yes, it was a funny
setup.
And then, of course, Milton was a very, what I say is, it was a big parish, and tremendous sort of loyal people, and at that time it was the church in, well, I suppose, south of Dunedin, I would say, for congregations and
giving.
And of course, when we were in Milton, we had it was the big year of all the farmers with all the money they got for their crops and their wolves.
'52 was the big year, wasn't it?
Something about that, I'm not sure.
Tell the story about Dad when the Queen came through Milton.
Oh, Dad was like, yes, well.
Wanted the bells to be ringing and wanted to see
the Queen. Yes, he thought it would be nice to ring the church bell when the Queen arrived and when the Queen was moving off. But I said, oh, well, you're going to be looking after the bell, you're not going to see the Queen. Oh, yes, he had an idea of what he was going to do. So he'd been scratching around and getting all the rate of the rope and whatnot he could get, and he rigged it up in front of the church. He had this long pulley. I don't know whether it went through something. I think it was mixed up with one of the old trees there. And as the Queen went through Milton, that was in the south end of Milton, after she'd been welcomed by the mayor and all the rest of it, but here was Dad pulling the rope. And he was standing on a box, I think, to get the level right. And he was pulling the rope and waving to the Queen. And later it was announced in the paper.
Because the Duke turned round and saw him.
And sort of bucked at the Queen. And they both looked round and, waved. And they said they wondered how the church bell would ring and whether anybody would give up the time to
ring the church bell.
But they didn't. Nobody thought of the minister. So here was the padre out on the main street, standing on an apple case, pulling the bell. He'd rigged up some trolley or pulleys and whatnot. And he told the bell, well, the Queen and the Prince and the Queen both recognised him.
Mm-hmm.
The Duke. Yes.
With that happening, I can remember Joan and I. You remember that from school when we came to come down Union Street, and it was packed solid. Yes. So Joan said, "We've got to go the back way." And we were running as fast as we could, and I was 4, wasn't I? 52.
I thought you were just at school. You might have just been at school because it would be.
52, 53,
wasn't it?
So I think it started school.
Possibly December, January. It might be right, 52, 53.
Yes, it might be the very end of 52. And we were sort of coming across the property, and you could see the Queen coming in. You said, do you mind if I run ahead? And I said, no, you go ahead. And I didn't see her, but I could see Dad seeing her.
Yeah.
Which was quite funny, really.
Yes.
I can remember seeing Dad sort of pulling and waving. Yeah, and
yes. He had his dog collar on, of course.
Yes.
Oh, yes. You've got to wear your dog collar on occasion like that because you're picked out, you know, yes. And all this sort of thing.
Right. And but did, oh, I've forgotten what I was going to ask you. Yes, have you got a clipping from the paper of that?
I did have, but I don't think I've got it now.
I remember reading it, and it was quite.
You know that round box that.
Yeah, I was thinking that. Well, I looked in there and I did read that, but I don't know if it's there.
No, I would have said that if I had it, it would be in there. But I don't think we've got. I've got it now. Strange how you can use it. But,
Anyway, then that was Milton, and
then we
and the remains of a lot of the, well, one of the remains of the dead.
Yes, I would imagine so. Yeah.